World Rugby is shaking up the rules next year. Countries will be able to pick and choose from 10 different rule variations to introduce at the grassroots level of the game. The tweaks are being made in a bid to make rugby more accessible and improve player welfare. Felicity Reid reports.
From January, all rugby-playing countries will be able to do what New Zealand provincial rugby unions have been trialling since 2020. Community teams will be able to field sides of between 10 and 15 players. Matches can be reduced to 40 minutes and played in halves, quarters or thirds. Scrums can be uncontested, pitches can be smaller, tackles lower and games played with a smaller ball. New Zealand Rugby's Participation Development Manager Mike Hester says today's sign-off by World Rugby legitimises what NZR, England and Wales adopted last season for club and school games. He says trialling the rule variations last year, particularly the reduced team sizes, saved community rugby in some parts of the country.
Whilst it was never introduced with the anticipation of COVID coming along, it proved to be a real game changer last year in terms of actually ensuring that rugby was able to return following lockdowns, because we didn't necessarily get all our players back. There were other commitments or priorities or things that they needed to focus on, so teams weren't necessarily able to assemble full squads. And so Game On played quite a significant part last year in ensuring that community rugby was actually able to return to reasonably good levels. And some grades around the country were actually only able to operate because Game On was available to them in terms of sort of law flexibility.
Alongside several World Rugby rules, there will be New Zealand Rugby-initiated rule changes that will come into effect at grounds around the country next season. But Hester says he's cautious of not changing the essence of rugby too much. There are 5 changes at secondary school level and 9 rule changes being trialled at senior club level, reducing tackle heights to below the sternum and improving the flow of the game by introducing changes around scrum constraints and resets are the major focuses. All changes are directed at increasing player safety and making the game more appealing.
For every change you make, there's always a reaction, so we do need to be a bit measured about how many changes we do contemplate and look to introduce. Player safety is obviously always a priority for us around any change that we do make. But secondly, it's also ensuring that the identities of the game are not compromised. We anticipate that this will be a number of years of work. This isn't something that will be easily resolved in a year. We've done a little bit of work this year. We're looking to do more work next year. But we actually think this is contributing to the broader sort of global discussion around how do we continue to keep the game relevant and viable.
Hester says data and player feedback will influence changes beyond the 2022 season.